You're listening to SBS News.
Known for its fertile pastures, dramatic scenery and underground water, the Bylong Valley appears pristine and peaceful. But a decade-long stoush over mining has rattled the few remaining residents in the valley, located in the Upper Hunter region of New South Wales. Philip Kennedy is a farmer and the leader of the Bylong Valley Protection Alliance.
I'm actually wondering, when are the governments in this country going to stop treating Australia like a clearing sale? Just sell, 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 you know? If I ran my farm like they run their government in this country, I'd have nothing left in 10 years' time.
South Korean-backed energy company KEPCO's proposal to mine for coal in the valley was rejected by the New South Wales Independent Planning Commission in September. The utility giant had already spent $115 million buying 13,000 hectares of land and $400 million for the mining licence. The local school was shut down, and Philip Kennedy says the community of 30 or so people has dwindled to just a handful.
They just bought it and just deserted it. They've closed up a valley.
In January, KEPCO's board marked down the value of its mining rights in the valley from nearly $650 million to zero. But KEPCO's local branch is still appealing the commission's decision. That uncertainty is unsettling for Bylong Valley resident Vicky Cook.
It's just an absolute uncertainty. Like, I mean, if they go ahead, our biggest fear is our water. Without water, we've got no farms.
The Planning Commission cited what it called problematic greenhouse gas emissions and impacts on groundwater among reasons for refusing the mine. But the Commission says administrative legal principles prevent it from defending its own decision during the appeal process. The Bylong Valley Protection Alliance, including resident Graham Tanner, is now seeking to join the case to provide an opposing voice.
Look, if a mine goes ahead, that's the end of us, you know. We get a stranded asset, you know. We'll have no water, and who's going to never be able to sell out because who wants to live in a coal pit?
Those in the towns closest to Bylong, Rylstone and Candos, want the mine to go ahead. Some spoke up in a New South Wales Minerals Council advertisement.
The decision to knock back the mine in Bylong was another knife in our guts.
It's a real concern and a worry for us that the job security and that's been taken away for the youth and the economy of the local area.
In a statement, the CEO of the New South Wales Minerals Council, Stephen Galilee, said the proponents' decision to appeal will give hope to many in nearby local communities that are keen to see the project proceed. New South Wales Greens MP Abigail Boyd is calling on the government to end the uncertainty in the valley and buy back the land.
There is a real opportunity for the government to just acknowledge the writing on the wall, that the future is not with coal for the Bylong Valley, it's with farming.
A hearing will decide whether the Environmental Defender's Office will be able to join the judicial review on behalf of the Bylong Valley Protection Alliance on Friday. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.